Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, and my Moss Nissan studio here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you for what you are doing to keep America rolling along in the middle of the night. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And it's 7 past the hour, and here's Ms. Rosemary DePere and her sister. Good morning, kiddo.
Hey, Captain, and let me say something, everybody. I just got a small one tonight, but be sure to be online the rest of the week because we got blessings and a special night coming up, too. Okay, I just wanted to mention something about the high suicide rate because a couple weeks ago I told you about it, and I read it bothers me horribly because I get the calls from families. So now I've got a little something, and I edited it way down, an article from Max Lucado. Actually, it's from last year. Okay, you need to know that, so it's not anything old. It says, what is shaking in your world? Possibly your future, your faith, your family, so forth. It's a shaky world out there. Could you use some unshakable hope? Now, here's what I need to state because I've edited out almost everything else. So we've never been more educated, entertained, and connected through, you know, social media and internet and so forth. The suicide rate, now this is from last year, this article, in America has increased 24% since 1999. 24%! How can this be? Well, it's pretty sad. You can blame it on drugs, you can blame it on anything you want, but it bothers me, and my main thing is the people they leave behind, and what if we could have gotten them in time? And this says, what if we filtered our lives and our challenges through the promises of God? God's promises are pine trees in the Rocky Mountains of Scripture, abundant, unbending, and perennial. These promises work. They can secure you in the midst of horrific storms, and this is what I wanted to mention. They can buoy you in the day-to-day difficulties, and when the winds and waves of life rage, God's promises are like the lights on the shoreline guiding us home. And since his word is unbreakable, our hope is unshakable. Do y'all remember a couple weeks ago I did part of a song, I never do a whole song, on the lighthouse. God is that lighthouse. And I almost wept as I said, if I didn't have that lighthouse guiding me, I don't know what I'd do. So, you know, I want to say a couple words from that song because of the fact that any of you who are, and I know I'm talking to people that are possibly thinking about maybe doing something. Remember, once you do it, it's done. And we've got to get to you. There are people that you can talk to. We're living in a day and age when there are a lot of people that will try to help you. So I beg you, if you're listening on the show and you've even thought about it, don't do it. Remember, not a good thing to do. Listen to these words. There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. Jesus is that lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, he has shown his light around me so I can clearly see. Because see, people, you're not clearly seeing when you take your life. You're not clearly seeing. If it wasn't for that lighthouse, then where would my ship be? I thank God for that lighthouse that overlooks the sea. That light still shines in the darkness and safely guides me through. If it wasn't for that lighthouse, this ship could sail no more. And I'm very, very sincere when I say that. There are many, many times, and there are other verses, but those two mean more to me. And when you hear it sung, you just weep because there's a lot of meaning to this song. We need to see clearly. And that's why that lighthouse, that is our Lord, the light that shines around us and within us and into our mind, might stop someone when you realize there is hope. Believe me, things look bleak. And by the way, a lot of young people are the ones committing suicide. That breaks my heart. When I think what they could have offered society, when I think of the families they leave behind, and when I think that 2 weeks ago I was inundated with calls, I don't know why, from families that were just absolutely, if you could hear the weeping from them, and it just broke my heart, because their sons, their children, did take their lives. Some were mistakes, so they said, well, you know, a mistake is a mistake, but you got to be careful when you're over-drinking with the opioids. Well, I'm going to get into all that one night. Boy, wait till I get into all that. But the thing is, regardless, and this is not always a gun. They said, no, there's so many different, we've got so many things now, all these drugs and alcohol. Oh, my goodness, the alcohol. I believe that was probably the main one, mixed with other things that people were telling me their sons and daughters were committing suicide over. How sad that is. Believe me, people, your body doesn't always know how much it can take, so you got to be very cautious with these things. I don't know, I just felt it on my heart to put that in there tonight. It's a happy thing when I see somebody come to the light and realize that they have a lot to give. Everybody has a lot to give in life. So please, to all of you, think twice and stay online the rest of the week, because we're going to have blessings and a special. God bless you all, and I hope that, again, my heart goes out to the families, and please think again before you try to do anything stupid. God bless you all. I'll get to you tomorrow night. Thank you, Captain, and God bless you, and God bless our nation.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we appreciate her, and very well done, because the music's starting up right now, so she timed that one perfectly. Now, I will tell you that when we come back, we are going to talk about California again, not just the earthquake that they had there tonight, but the power outages. Apparently, they're coming up with some price tags, and the governor of California wants the PG&E company to give everybody in California $100. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank Silvato, and he was on yesterday morning. Hour number 4 is on Mondays and Fridays. He'll be back on Friday. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own Relief Factor, and their plant is in Kirkland, Washington. Now, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain, and Al just told me that he ordered some Relief Factor and it's working for him, and good for you, Al. Again, the 3-week quick start will tell you all you need to know. And if you've got arthritis pain like I do, which really sometimes I'm not a 3-bagger, I'm a 4-bagger when it really gets bad, and I'm not exaggerating because sometimes the pain is just so intense I can hardly stand up. But back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, ankle pain, muscle aches and pain, whatever you got going on there, let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, many people, including myself and Al too, in Nebraska, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. But you follow the instructions, you take it the way it says to take it, and it gets in your system. It's all natural. There's no narcotics in it, and it will start doing the job it's supposed to do. Now, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, plus shipping and handling comes to you in about 3 to 5 days. And all you got to do is truck on over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll find out all the information you want to know right there. Now, that's the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, certainly, with everything that's transpiring in this great world in which we live, we got plenty to talk about. Now, Turkey is definitely the bullseye that everybody's looking at. And I want you to listen to retired defense secretary and former four-star general James Mattis with his conversation he had on NBC's Meet the Press. Here we go.
Turkey is a NATO ally, absolutely.
NATO ally, I understand that officially. Are they acting like an ally right now?
Well, nations have interests, and they have legitimate security concerns about what has happened with the PKK and the active insurgency inside Turkey. I think that what we've got to do is try to find the common ground. Turkey's security is not enhanced by the pullback of the American forces.
But Turkey doesn't know that, do they?
Turkey,
Turkey has a different view of it.
Now, the PKK is known as the Kurdistan Workers Party, PKK. And that's the function that's been working with the United States. There are other groups of Kurds, the YPJ, the PYD, and the YPG. Now, there's a few more other than that with other names, but I don't pretend to understand the complex relationships between the Kurds and their host countries at all. Syria, Turkey, Iran, and Iraq. But I can pretty much say with certainty that neither do many of our government officials. Because again, as I explained yesterday, and I'm going to explain it again right now, here's what I do know. In 1978, a group of Kurdish students in Turkey rebelled. Their leader was Abdullah Öcalan. In the years that followed, Öcalan fled to Syria in 1980. There he was allowed to form training camps for the Syrian Kurds. It became his safe haven from which to attack Syria's common enemy, a NATO ally, Turkey. Now, today, Öcalan's group is known as the PKK, Kurdistan Workers' Party. And a reporter for the liberal news organization Mother Jones, who lived amongst the PKK in Syria in the late 2000s and again in 2018, says that this is the same region being targeted by Turkey this very day. And his story may just make you rethink your position on Trump's decision. Because this reporter describes the PKK with the utmost admiration, yet his revelations and other little-known facts about the group should convince all Americans, if they're open-minded enough, that getting our troops out of the way was overdue. And we saved lives, our American lives, by doing it. Now, did they leave the area? No, they're still in the region. But they're just not on the front line, nor should they be. This is a Turkish and Kurdish and Syrian problem. And that's who needs to resolve this. And we're there in case ISIS rears its ugly head again. Because ISIS is in the mix of this too, as you've heard, about 10,000 of them were being kept in the prisons there, being held by the Kurds, and about 3,000 of them escaped. Now that's enough to cause a lot of trouble. Where they've gone, don't know, but I guarantee you they'll show up pretty quickly. Again, I bet the farm on that one. So, we need to pay close attention and hold our cards close to the vest and not tell the whole world what it is that we're doing when it comes to tracking down these ISIS guys and gals again. Now, that's just my story, and I'm sticking to it. But in the meantime, I've got a little something for you, because there's a lot of consternation and a lot of double talk about the border and what's going on. And I'm going to play this very shortly before I go to the telephone, because I think I got Dan the man on the line. But this is going to set up maybe what he's going to talk about here. But here we go. Barack Obama, listen to this.
We are a generous and welcoming people here in the United States, but those who enter the country illegally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law, and they are showing disregard for those who are following the law. We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
Wow. Now, that was 2012, and that was Barack Obama. Now, let me go over to the line, because I do believe I've got Dan the Man. Good morning, Dan the Man.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. Not bad. What's up there, my friend?
Okay. I listened to the Kurds and the Turks and all. I was surprised Mattis was on the Sunday talk show. You couldn't get him to do it when he was Secretary of Defense. It was very good. He did a very good interview, by the way, last Sunday. But traditionally, the Turks have never gotten along with the Kurds. This problem transcends really politics. Erdogan, the leader of the president of Turkey, he's playing the Americans against the Russians and the Russians against the Americans. Traditionally, the Russians have been his enemy, but he's playing the Russian card. Nobody can really figure out what he wants. I know we got a heck of an air base there, and that's the scary part. You know, we're stuck in the middle of Turkey. You know, Turkey should have never been brought into in NATO. I mean, the only time two NATO members ever got in a war was in 74, and that's when Turkey attacked Greece, another traditional enemy. No matter who's around Turkey, is always their traditional enemy. You know, the Kurds in Iraq, which are some of the same Kurds that are in Syria, they went through two wars with us. I don't know how the Turkish military, the thugs that they are going to somehow delineate between a freedom fighter and a communist or whatever. They just see the Kurds as just terrorists, plain and simple. They don't like Kurds. And I think you're seeing that in northern Syria. They're going at it with the Kurds. So to me, we definitely abandoned an ally. We were the rock of stability there. I know that Trump says that we shouldn't, we can't fight forever. True enough, it was a thousand soldiers there, 1,000 military personnel, and look what those thousands did. They gave a semblance of peace to that area of Syria. We move out, we gave them the green light, and you're seeing what's happened.
Okay, Dan the Man, I want you to hang on for a minute because we've got another caller right here in the line, and I think he wants to chime in here. So let's see what he has to say. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, I've got a lot to say, but first of all, we've never been except through proxies at war with Russia. Second of all, Turkey being a NATO partner may save our butt in the Middle East. So it might end up being a great thing. And we do have a large base there. And Trump did not make a mistake in his move. And the Kurds are not a nation. And the Turks and the Syrians have never, except through proxies, fought each other, and they're not going to.
Okay, say goodnight.
Now,
say goodnight. Say goodnight, Picasso. Here comes the music. Okay, that's Picasso. And Dan the Man, hold the line. I'm going to bring you back when we come back. So you hold on the line there, Dan. I'm going to take a bottom of the hour break, come right back. We're going to bring Dan the Man into this because I know he had something else he wanted to add to this. And he's our professor emeritus up there at Purdue University. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina has now said he's 100% behind President Donald Trump's partnering with Congress to stop Turkish aggression in Syria. He said, quote, "I applaud his decision to work with Congress to stop Turkey's aggression in Syria through the crippling economic sanctions." He also said he had spoken to the president, and this decision by President Trump will be a game changer in all the wrong ways for Turkey.
There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress to supplement what President Trump's administration has done. We're going to send a signal to Turkey that's unmistakable in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Donald Trump also said that roughly 1,000 U.S. troops he has ordered to leave Syria will be remaining in the Middle East to prevent a resurgence of the Islamic State threat. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, and we have a stimulating guest on the line, Dan DeMann, the professor emeritus from Lafayette, Indiana. We're going to be talking more about the Turkish situation and the Kurds and all that right after National Aviation gets a chance to tell you about themselves and what they do at their two locations in the United States.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
So I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, all you got to do is check them out online by going to naa.edu and ask to take the tour. That website again is naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour, and then tell them the captain sent you. All right, Dan DeMann from Lafayette, Indiana, Professor Emeritus, is on the program, and we're talking about Turkey, we're talking about the Kurds, we're talking about ISIS, we're talking about the United States, because first of all, I held Dan over because he is up on top of this sort of stuff, and this is his forte, this is what he does. So Dan DeMann, what did the Kurds do to the ISIS prisoners that were being held in prison there in that area?
I can't say they let them go, but they escaped. I don't think the Kurds were set up materially, professionally to handle prisoners, not like the Americans were. So a number of them, I'm told 1,000, I'm told 3,000, I don't know what the number, but I will admit a substantial number of ISIS prisoners have escaped. And the ones that we still have, that being the Beatles, the ones from Britain, even the British don't want them. These are the two British ISIS fighters that were beheading journalists several years ago. So that's where it stands. You know, everybody wants us to fight ISIS. Nobody else wants to fight ISIS. You know, your last caller said that, you know, the Kurds don't have a country. Yeah, they've never had a country. I mean, they're the largest ethnic minority in the world without a country. And you find them in Iran, you find them in Afghanistan, part of Iraq, part of Turkey, and part of Syria. It's kind of a band that goes all the way through the middle of the Middle East are Kurds. And, you know, we look at Turkey. Turkey's a NATO member, has been for decades. But you look at Turkey's, you would wonder sometimes if they're really an ally of ours. If you even go back to George W. Bush and his initial invasion of Iraq, we wanted to bring a division from the north through Turkey. Turkey wouldn't allow it. Turkey wouldn't let us use their Air Force base to supply troops in Iraq. Turkey would not allow us to use the air base for bombing into Iraq, air support for our ground troops. You know, if this is an ally, I would hate to see what our enemies look like. Because, like I said, they are because of the Black Sea, they are playing us and the Russians against each other. They're scared to death of the Russians. But right now they're kind of on a friendly basis with them, as long as they have the United States to play the American card against the Russians. If you remember right, a couple of years ago, a couple of Turkish jets shot down a couple of Russian jets, and the world held its breath for a few seconds. But the Russians didn't retaliate. So, you know, you look at a NATO member, a charter NATO member, Turkey, they just bought the top-of-the-line S-400 missiles, the anti-aircraft surface-to-air missiles from the Russians. This wasn't an American weapon system. It was a Russian weapon system, and they wanted to buy F-35s from us. Yet we couldn't see the S-400 SAM system because the Turks would not allow it. Our allies and our co-NATO member, they have the top-of-the-line Russian anti-aircraft weaponry, and we can't see it. You know, if they have both, they can play one against the other. Right now, the F-35 can probably out-operate that system, but to go up against it would be very, very scary. I think sometimes the president relies too much on his personality. And this is one time that I think it's caught up with him, because now he's talking tariffs and hurting the Turkish economy. Good luck. You know, you're playing right into a despot's hands. They want that. The biggest Satan, if you can't see that with Iran, is America. They will play that Trump card forever. Look what the Americans are doing to you. Look what the Americans are doing to our country. So if he wants to slap steel tariffs on, if he wants to hurt the Turkish economy, he will, in the long run, he will strengthen Erdogan.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question here, because I'm looking at an article that just popped up on the back page here from Defense News. It says the Pentagon is sending Air Force F-15s, new air defense systems, and other assets, along with about 2,000 U.S. troops needed to operate and maintain them, to Saudi Arabia. How's that going to affect Turkey, or isn't it?
It isn't. This is a whole different situation over there. Those are there in Saudi Arabia. It's to rattle Iran's cage for a while. We sell the most, I'm surprised that they're F-15s and not F-35s. This is kind of a generation behind. F-15, still a great plane, but when you think about what it's got to operate in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf, it's kind of outdated compared to the F-35 or even the F-22. So I don't see much of a connection between Turkey and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is still the number one oil producer. You know, they still set market price for oil. They'll still set the market price for our shell oil. So we're in an international market, and it got hit by Iran a couple of months ago. If you're in the Middle East, you're kind of scratching your head thinking, what are the Americans doing? They don't respond to tankers being taken. They don't respond to one of their drones being taken. They don't respond to hitting Saudi oil fields. Even the Saudis really didn't respond to that. We sell the most updated, most technical, competent equipment to Saudi Arabia. We have for decades. It goes back to Reagan and the AWACS plane, but they never buy enough of it to make a difference. The Saudis aren't going to fight a war with anybody but probably the Yemenis. And that ragtag bunch has brought the Saudi Arabian military to its knees there. It's to a halt. They're not capable of fighting the Iranians. The only people in that area to fight the Iranians, even the Israelis, couldn't do it. You need bulk, you need size, and that's the United States. We stay away from that. But Turkey, Erdogan has this fantasy of making the Ottoman Empire go from Turkey to Morocco again, through the Middle East, into North Africa. Good luck. But I don't see it happening, but he is a thorn in our side in the Middle East, and he's going to be that way for a long time to come.
All right. Well, Dan, I thank you very much. The music is starting to come up in my ears here, and I look forward to talking to you again. But great conversation, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All righty, and that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And boy, he hit a lot of home runs in that back and forth there. And, you know, this is not an easy fix. This just is not an easy fix. It took us years to get in this mess. And again, everybody questions the Turkey thing. How come Turkey's a member of NATO? Well, maybe they won't be for long. Maybe they won't be for long. Maybe Erdogan, who happens to be a strong supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood, maybe he's finally shown his true colors. And we cannot have a country like that in NATO. It just isn't going to fly. All right, here comes the music up in my ear, and I'll be right back. We're going to bring you your next Truckers Highway and Byway report and see what's going on out there, as we do have a little bit of weather to talk about tonight. It's not that bad of a night compared to what it was the night before, unless you're up in Alaska. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard.
Gotta keep them going.
Moving on.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
The theme song from the old trucking show, Moving On. Will and Sonny Pruitt. $2 a mile, and they'd go anywhere in the country. And they had that big old black Kenworth with that big old black reefer, that 40-foot Great Dane trailer. Because back in that day, back in those days, that was the trailers that they had, 40-foot and 42-foot. Didn't have these big 53s, 55s, and 57s that you see out there. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, I tell you what. The Pilot Travel Center's pretty doggone spiffy, if you ask me. Now, we've got heavy rainfall that'll be developing today across the south. Right now it is raining in southeastern Arkansas, northeastern Louisiana, and across the central part of Mississippi right now. And it's headed on into Alabama. There's been a little bit of movement towards Alabama as that system is going to move to the east. Now, heavy rainfall and isolated severe thunderstorms are possible through this area, with a stalled front across the region. Now, also up in Alaska, the remnants of a typhoon up there are going to continue to impact the Bering Sea and the coastline of Alaska up in there with strong winds and large waves, 30 to 40 feet. Yesterday they had waves as high as 50 feet. And elsewhere, a developing coastal storm is forecast to bring heavy rain and strong winds to the New England area late Wednesday into Thursday. Right now it's in the Carolinas, starting to move up the line there, and we'll keep our eyes on that for you. But let's start out on I-10 in Florida, over in Jacksonville. We got some rain over in there tonight, scattered showers from about a 40-50-mile area from about Yulee on down to Fernandina Beach on 95. And if you come across west on I-10 tonight, you're going to have pretty much clear sailing weather-wise all the way to Phoenix, and then when you pick up I-8 all the way to San Diego and 10 all the way to L.A., we'll be looking good weather-wise. I-20 looking good. I-30 looking good. I-40 looking good. I-64 looking good. I-70 looking good. Might be a little cool temperatures for you, a little cooler weather around Columbus, Ohio tonight. I headed over west on I-70, as you do have a frost warning up from about Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way across Ohio to Toledo on I-80, 90, and parts of I-70. And then Michigan got a frost warning there up through Detroit and pretty much up to the Upper Peninsula, where then the weather is even colder. And you've got some unsettled conditions over in the eastern part of Wisconsin tonight with some rain and some winds. And that's blowing out there onto Lake Michigan, too, and Lake Superior, I might add. Got some scattered rain and showers up in the middle of North Dakota tonight. A little bit of rain along the border between North Dakota and Minnesota. And then you've got some unsettled weather up there in Montana, one stretch in the higher elevations in the northeastern corner of Montana where there could be snow, there could be sleet, there could be freezing rain, definitely winds, winter driving condition for sure up that way. And then out on the west coast, you've got another front of some sort coming in pretty much in Washington State tonight from Vancouver, all the way down to Portland, Oregon, and even further south, it'll be affecting the coastline all the way down to Medford and down to about the California coastline. So you'll have weather affecting you over there. And don't forget that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your friends at your Pilot Travel Center and your Flying J Truck Stop. Now, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and pretty doggone good stuff going on there as far as the food that they have, the amenities that they have. Flying J's have always been a good stop, especially out west for the truckers to go to, but when they moved east and came over to the East Coast, they brought that same tradition with them, and you never know, you could have a Denny's, you could have a Huddle House, you could have a Moe's Southwest Grill inside as the restaurant of choice where you'd be sitting in there having whatever you're having to eat. And with the bigger ones around the bigger cities, what they do is they either put in a Dairy Queen or maybe a Pizza Hut or a Taco Bell or a Subway to kind of dress it up and give you a little extra choice in there. And, of course, you're liable to find a McDonald's, a Wendy's, probably an Arby's, maybe even a Chester's Chicken or a Dairy Queen at one of those truck stops, too. So think about that. And that's the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J truck stops, always out there to take care of you guys and gals in the middle of the night. Tell them the captain sent you, and you get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee at any one of them. All right, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Denise Simon, we got a lot of stuff going on tonight. What the heck's going on with John Bolton? There's a story here on Fox that says that he raised the alarm about Rudy and whatnot. Is that true?
Apparently he just wanted to confer with some White House lawyers on it, that's all.
Okay, well, we've got, it says Bolton told aide to alert NSC lawyer after meeting the Ukrainians about investigations and testimony. And I guess he's talking about the testimony he was given yesterday, is that right?
I don't know if it was strictly that testimony, but it was certainly a question that, you know, what any kind of conversations that were happening with Rudy Giuliani should ensure that the White House lawyers, including the National Security Council lawyers, because they do have a team of lawyers there as well, just to kind of review it and make sure that all things were copacetic.
Well, we know that the troops that left that area, that zone that they were trying to create, that buffer zone, they have not gone very far away. They're still in the region, and they're going to be kept there because ISIS is definitely going to pose a threat again. I believe I've heard anywhere from 1,000 got out a prison break to as many as 3,000, and that's about 3,000 too many that you want out on the streets and highways wherever they're at.
Yeah, it looks like it's around 1,000 got out, and there's a possibility if there's more air campaigns by Turkey, more could get out. So it is definitely a different kind of powder keg, if you will, that, I mean, because I believe there's around 10,000 that the Kurds have in detention, and that would be a mess if any more got out.
And that's true. And, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, after the top of the hour news, we'll be back with a full segment here for you. But the U.S. did leave behind, the report from Military Times says, dozens of high-value ISIS detainees. Do we know that to be true, Denise?
Yes, true.
Okay, but we did take the Beatles with us and wherever they went to. I guess they went to play She Loves You one more time somewhere. But anyway, and then, of course, we do know that Saudi Arabia is getting some more equipment. And here comes the music. So we'll get into that when we come back. And we've got a lot of other things to talk about, too. There's a lot of political angles to this, not just military. And we'll try to approach that as we move along. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.